Congratulations to Texans wide receiver Cecil Shorts III for being selected by the fans as the Whataburger Player of the Year. The Houston Texans will donate $8,000 to the Fifth Ward in Richmond Center in his honor. Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Now, Mark, I know you didn't necessarily play football. You were out there sailing and rowing. But did you have a little crew number that you like to wear on the back of your...
My favorite football number, for some reason, is 10. And it's a ridiculous reason because I used to watch the Boston Breakers out of my dorm room at Boston University. They played on our college field. And Johnny Walton, the quarterback, wore number 10. And I'd like number 10 because of that.
And
it's
weird.
I think of Fran Tarkenton when you say number 10.
See? Maybe you should.
Everyone has a reason for their numbers. Here's the reason your Houston Texans chose theirs.
I wore 5 in high school, and 5 is my favorite number, so you know they won't let DBs wear the single digits. So when I got drafted and you know 25 was open, it was a no-brainer for me.
You know, it's funny because originally I picked 85, right? And I was 84 in Jacksonville. I wanted to switch it up, so I'm like, all right, I wear 85. But then we signed Nate Washington. And Nate's from Ohio, and I kind of grew up watching him in Pittsburgh. Like, I was kind of like a fan of his because he was a small school guy and whatnot. So I always kind of like watched him, never met him before. And then he called me and asked me to switch numbers, like, because he wore that his whole life. And out of respect, I gave it to him. And I wore number 18 because that's the first number I ever wore, or actually the second number I ever wore in Little League football. It's kind of like my family number. Like, if you're a quarterback and you wore shorts, you wore 18. And we all played for the same little league team, so.
That's my number my dad wore in high school, so I've had it ever since I was a kid, and especially he passed away when I was 10. When I was playing football, it was during football season, he was my coach. So ever since then, I've worn it and went to college, and it was taken. So I was like, all right, I'm going to come in and just play 4 years no matter what happens, and I'm going to wear it my senior year. It ended up happening. The guy was 1 year older than me. Never asked him about it because if I'd asked him, he'd have probably gave it to me. But hey, I was just there to do it, and I was just glad I got to honor him for 1 year in college.
So I was 7 in high school, 7 in college, and then I got to New England, and one of the other quarterbacks that were there already had 7, so they gave me 8. And then he ended up getting released, and I just didn't feel right taking the guy's number, who basically had just taken his job. So I kept 8. So that lasted for my first 3 years. And then I went to Arizona, and 7 wasn't available, so I chose 6. My son's birthday was May 6th, and it was close to 7, so I chose 6. And then when I got to Cleveland, 7 wasn't available again, so I kept number 6. And then when I finally got here, it was the first time I'd come to a team where 7 was available, so I thought, go back to, you know, the high school and college number, and it's one that I've always wanted to wear in the NFL.
It's a bit of a long story. So when I was in high school, my sophomore year, I was a quarterback, and it came time to order jerseys, and I picked number 8. And when the jerseys came in, number 8 didn't come, so they just gave me number 9. So I wore number 9 throughout high school, and then circled back to Wisconsin when I switched back to playing defense. They asked what number I wanted to wear, and I said, well, number 90. I was number 9 in high school, so let's double it up and make it 99. And it's also a bit of a dominant number. You have to be good to wear 99 because people are going to remember it. It's the last number on the roster. So I went with that, and it stuck. And now it's kind of part of who I am.
I was once on one of those NFL Network things where they talk about the greatest number 12s, for instance. I love this number talk. And I said, it's Joe Namath.
That's exactly what I just thought of.
Right. But Tom Brady's a better quarterback. I get it. But Joe Namath is number 12, right?
If I just threw out any number, you could just whip something out. 13.
Yeah. 13 would be...
Dan Marino.
Oh, of course, Dan Marino.
You Miami wannabe.
I was thinking locally here. Chandler Worthy and Demaryius Johnson before that. See,
11.
I think that way. Jalen Strong.
Formerly no, Devere Posey. Your freaking partner.
Oh, well, of course. But I'm just thinking currently here. I know, Andre Ware has his number 11 on the field at the University of Houston. How about that? Immortalized.
I got your back, Andre. Don't worry about him, Jalen Strong. All right, we've got to take a break, but don't go anywhere when we come back.
It's going to be Dare Drew, and it's going to be playoff edition.
Stay with us.